This is a Growler Girl.
Gorilla girl gobs and gobs of love. No one else will touch that girl unless they wore a glove. Gifted was this girl of mine, great knowledge could she grasp. But once she ate a golf pro and vomited in the grass. But I love my groovy gorilla girl and a groovy grotesque game. Ah, fabulous zookeeper father, my love looks like an ape. Wrong for me, this girl is a mistake. Whenever I take Gorilla Girl, they whack me with a rake. Took her out to a picnic at a Girl Scout jamboree. Golly, did those Girl Scouts gave back Gorilla Girl and me. But I love my groovy Gorilla Girl and a groovy grotesque game. Ah, I'm fabulous Suki, my father. My love looks like an ape.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is a very special episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast, full of trials, tribulations, lots of cryptic nonsense, and death after death after death. Not all that different from any other episode, but I believe, unless my plans change midway through here, that we're going to just journey through the far east lands of Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, for about an hour or so. Don't expect too much as far as tips or tricks or behind the scenes anecdotes or anything like that. It's not that kind of operation that we're running here. We're more in the business of running headfirst into everything blind and remaining willfully ignorant throughout our lives, and just we'll see what happens pretty much. So I don't want to hear any well obviously you're supposed to use the snap peas to find the secret entrance in Ashita Castle or whatever. No, nothing is fucking obvious about this the game about Sekiro. So, and yeah, you're a lying sack of shit if you say otherwise. I guess go to www.gruntfreepress.com if you want. There's really no Sekiro news or walkthroughs or anything like that on there. Again, not that kind of operation, so I didn't even go there this week. I don't even care. So, once again, not that different from any other week. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is an email address, but if you use it, it damn well better be Shinobi related. Not about the game Shinobi, not the arcade game or the Genesis game or anything like that, or the PlayStation game. If you catch my drift, it better not be about that. I'm absolute deicide, but instead of going by my given Christian name this time like I usually do, I will be referring to myself only as Wolf. This is going to be a role-play podcast, this episode. A sexual role-play podcast. And things are going to get crazy because, you know, wolves have those barbed penises that go in and they you know, force. It's pretty much rape every time a wolf has sex. So that's pretty much what I'm going to do to you this entire episode. So we kind of went over the very early segments of Sekiro Shadows Die Twice last week. You know, you're a fucking ninja shinobi dude. You're supposed to protect some kid. The kid gets kidnapped. Kidnapper, you know, that you fight him, you lose. He cuts your arm off. Now you have a prosthetic arm. You wake up and it's some guy's carving a fucking Buddha statue. and he carves you some prosthetic arm for you to use. And the kid has like magical powers called dragon's blood that gives you immortality. So yeah, it's pretty tropey, just your standard, you know, fucking paint by numbers story, really. That's, you know, what happens in most stories these days. But yeah, so let's talk about the NPCs for a moment, you know, how the dialogue is presented in the game. All the spoken dialogue is Japanese with subtitles by default. And you can change that, I guess, to English, but whatever, you know. Very fucking Japanese game to do it. You know, they'd be like playing, let's say, Dark Souls. It's like playing Dark Souls with fucking Japanese fucking dialogue and fucking English subtitles. It would be, you know, yeah, something like that. So yeah, yeah. If you think that would, you know, so you know, you're reading fucking subtitles, or I am. I'm reading the fucking subtitles the entire time. But I thought too, you know, about just the rationality is just, again, it's fucking, you know, a game set in Japan. You want to hear the Japanese language and read the subtitles, and you would think that would have it make some kind of sense. Like the story would, the dialogue would make more sense than most of the you know, the, even like the Souls games, again, are kind of out there. Didn't, some shit just doesn't, like, you know, seems a little weird. But yeah, I kept hearing like this game too, Sekiro. Like, oh, I like the fucking, people say I like it better than Souls because of the story. The story is very straightforward, and it's very, you know what I mean, it's fucking very just straight line of a story. Like, it makes sense this time. Then I'm fucking like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, you know what I mean, this guy kid has fucking magical powers and all this shit. So I'm like, well, at least, you know, if I do it this way with the subtitles, they're not going to be doing like the anime thing where they're forcing the, like, the English dub over it, where, you know, when they do that, they try to, usually they try to make the English voices like match the lip sync with the, you know, the Japanese lip sync is what they try to do. So that fucks things up even further because of that, where they're changing words to make it, you know, fit into a certain time frame of when the character's talking and all that. But it doesn't work that way with the sub. It's like trying to read fucking Chinese instructions while the, you know, you're building a fucking car or something. Like trying to figure out what the fuck is going on in this goddamn game. Trying to do that from scratch with no pictures. You know, it's just fucking like, what, dude? It's, you know, every 10 minutes you fucking die, you get fucking resurrected to you while you're trying to build the car. So again, comparing to Dark Souls, you know, the dialogue, how they do it is very much like it is in the Souls games, where you just stand in place talking to the NPC, and they talk to you, and, you know, they might ask you a question, and the answer is almost always just like yes, you know, it's fucking like, yes, tell me more, shit like that, you know what I mean? That's all you can really do. But in the In the Souls games, you could more or less safely ignore most of the other characters, and you'd be fine. I mean, there are some, there are some fucking spots where you do have to fucking talk to somebody to like progress or whatever. But yeah, the first Souls game, and, you know, Dark Souls 1 in particular, it's like, yeah, it's like they usually just like talk nonsense. But I mean, it was interesting. I liked it in fucking like Souls and shit, because it was just like, it's just a weird kind of thing that's fucking going on in the back. They seem to be there mostly for like flavor and atmosphere. And they would give you little side quests, but those were very minor. Yeah, it's kind of, Sekiro is like that too, but there seems to be way more fucking NPCs, and they're a lot chattier too, where the dialogue goes on for quite a while, and they're, a lot of it too is they're giving you hints about what to do next, but it's not explicit hints, of course. It's more of like the Zelda 2 variety, or it's just kind of like, oh, I am error, like that type of thing of like, what? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, then you have to add to that the dragon rot, you know, the disease where if your character dies enough, the NPCs will get sick, and they'll cough, you know, start like coughing and wheezing and not really talk to you at all until you cure that. You know, it's sort of like an item you had to fucking throw in to the bonfire, the sculptor's idol, is, you know what I mean? But it was, you know, talking to some of them, it's very important. to like progress. Some of the main quest involves a lot of like going back and forth, or you talk to one guy and I'll say like, oh, go see fucking Ichi in the fucking up there in the tower, and then you go find the tower, find the guy he's talking about, and he'll tell you to report to somebody named Black Hat or something, who you may or may not have found already. Like, maybe, like, a lot of the times I run in, like, oh, you already did that, okay, I guess. It's like, well, good, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But yeah, I mean, the problem with that of trying to be like, you know, sending you to quest givers or quest markers or whatever, with no quest markers, or it's just fucking like somebody's name and some NPC. I'm all over the fucking place in these games, and yeah, I never seem to go down like the intended path. Like, you know, there's usually, you know, if you think of it, they say it's like spokes on a wheel, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you have all these different paths to go, and I always end up being like, I go down the most difficult one almost every time in these fucking games, and happen all the time in fucking Sekiro too, just going down the wrong fucking path, and then, you know, there's all sorts of forks in the roads and secrets, and I usually end up, yeah, you know, it's like fucking, well, that'd be the most difficult way to go to make your life the fucking hardest, and that's the one I inevitably fucking end up going down. So yeah, but you can travel between all the sculptors' idols that you find right away, the bonfires, you know, that's what they are, the sculptors' idols, same shit. So you know, it's like, oh, you know, let's go check out what's down here. But, you know, it's what I always fucking think is, it's like, all right, it's a fork in the road, we're going to go down this path, but I have to remember to come back here where I am, where it forks, and climb up, you know, that cliff later, because that's probably whatever, some other path. And but then I end up going down that fucking, where I'm going, I'll just fucking just keep going and going like in a straight line down there. And I never remember to fucking go back or where that split was. Like, it's just not, you know, it's not like easy. It's not like fucking, well, here's the bonfire and then there's paths to go down. So it's, you know what I mean? It's nothing like that. It's fucking, you know, they're all over the place as far as, you know, you're halfway through one level and then there's a cliff somewhere. There's, you know, one fucking place you can grapple to up on a fucking hook, or like a ledge, you know, a ledge you have to fucking like jump down to find it and shit. So I just fucking never fucking remember. I just go and then I'll whatever, hit a boss and just, you know, keep trying to kill the boss. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I've progressed there, keep going and whatever. So at one point I was like so lost, I literally fucking started from the beginning of the game again. After I was playing for like 20 hours and just fucking like, I just don't know where the fuck to go. I'm just going to go back to like the sculptor, or just, I'm just gonna have to just go from fucking, you know what I mean? Just go and just hopefully I find where the fork is that I missed and I'm not remembering. Then I still hit a fucking dead end. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, I'm going and like, all right, well, now I know where I am, and I'm just fucking, it's not helping me at all. It's really fucking confusing trying to find your way around the game is what I'm saying. For instance, even right at the beginning, you know, you're working your way up like the outskirts of a castle, and you know, it's this very big fucking area, very big castle. And since too, because it is a stealth game of sorts, you grapple. It's like, all right, well, I don't want to just, you're not just going in a straight line, and you know, you're grappling up to a wall and jump stabbing a dude, and it's like, I know I want to go back on the wall, and I want to, you know, crouch down and hide in this tall grass. I'm doing all that, and in general, I'm just like, I was trying to go up, you know what I mean? Just make sure I'm just continuing to go up. And it's like, well, you hit a boss, and I think I talked a little bit about this last week, but there's a giant in like shackled up, the fucking Chained Ogre, I think the guy's name is, and it's fucking like, all right. So I get to him, and you know, he kicked my ass repeatedly. Probably spent about an hour just fucking fighting him, dying for about an hour, and it's like, all right, finally fucking win. Finally beat him, and opens up another path. And then you get, I think, like from there, it's like, oh, you get some. Get like a gourd seed or something, or some kind of like upgrade. It's all right. So now you have to go back to like the first fucking sculptor. Yeah, you go back to like the sculptor, the first fucking idol that you have, pretty much. It's like, so now I have to go back here to him, and then it's like, all right, well, now I have to fucking you know, travel back to the last fucking, you know, the fucking sculptor's idol near the chain where the chained ogre was and shit. But I'm like, all right, so I beat that guy, I do that. I'm like, well, before I like progress forward where I know I'm supposed to go, I'm going to take a look in around the area behind me because, you know, there's like a courtyard with a dozen enemies in it or so. So some fucking guys with guns up on the walls and a couple of them are walking around in groups and shit. And I'm just like, all right, well, I'm just going to, you know, clear those guys out and look for like any secrets or items that I might have missed before I move on. Because that fucking, again, the chained ogre is a fucking bitch. And yeah, then like one of those buildings, like that I had already fucking like passed through and shit, like the second floor of a building partially obscured by trees. There's this lady in a red dress, like lying on the floor. And you can barely see her until you get close, and you know you can talk to her, and she'll give you like a bell. It's like, oh, here's some bell, and she's fucking like, yeah. Then you have to go take the bell back to a Buddha statue near the sculptor at the start of the game, and like ring it, and then you do that, and you get sent to an entirely separate area, and it's a, you know, it's an area that's, again, that was probably assumedly you were supposed to do it before you fought the chained ogre, because yeah, that's where you find like a fire weapon, and that makes the boss like way easier. It's fucking, well, you just, you know what I mean, it's like I could have done that, but I just, that shit was so hidden, I was just fucking like moving forward until I hit the fucking boss. And then I'm just like, well, I guess the boss is just hard. I'm just going to keep hammering on him. You know what I mean? But I completely missed, like, or almost missed, like, a fucking entire section of the game that I'm pretty sure you'd need to do. so, yeah, it's not even, like, a matter of, like, backtracking or taking, like, split paths, you know? It's not just, like, a static, like, all right, well, it's like a maze, but it's almost beyond that. I mean, it's not just fucking like split paths. It's like main areas you can go to will be hidden within like secret areas that you need fucking like these random items to activate. You know, it's like sometimes you have to travel halfway across the map to like get to an NPC you've already talked to, who is like somebody you thought you were done with talking to, but well, I was like, oh, well, that character will be gone now if we go back to him, but you know, he'll leave like a note or like an item or something, or like, you know, some like cryptic clue about where you're supposed to go next, or like, you know, a key or some shit that you need to go into like a completely different fucking area. So, you know, I keep hearing people say like, it's like the difficulty of Sekiro, like the combat difficulty is like, oh, well, that's going to be like the barrier to entry for these games, that people aren't going to, you know, be able to fucking do. They're just going to hit a wall with the combat and not be able to fucking do it. And, well, you know, fucking, but it's like, yeah, like I can deal with the fucking difficulty. I can deal with a fucking hard game. And yeah, it's not like fucking like give like limited continues or something like that. It's like, well, whatever. You can just fucking keep playing it until you get better. You know what I mean? So, I can deal with that. You know, even if it's fucking like NES old school fucking hard, you have infinite tries to keep doing that. So, you'll get it eventually. You know what I mean? With fucking like practice, but, and it's really like the NES, like Simon's Quest fucking level bullshit that really bothers me, you know? I think fucking like Sekiro fucking takes the cake on that one. Like as far as like the Souls games go, where it's like, I'm like, oh, well, this one's like might be more difficult, or it's a little less difficult and blah, blah, blah. And then fucking like, well, I mean, the problem is fucking like, it's just way more obscure of like what the fuck to do in fucking Sekiro than I think any other fucking Souls game. Like, I've gotten lost before in the fucking Souls games, but not like this, where I'm just fucking like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I have no fucking clue. Again, it's not like a deal breaker in Sekiro, but when I hit I keep like hitting those spots that tempt me to fucking like look at like a walkthrough, because I'm like, well, I'm just at like five dead ends now. I'm running in circles and everything's starting to look the same. So, I mean, that's probably my least favorite aspect of the game. I know that like once I do beat the game, if I went back and played through it again, and once you get like the layouts of the levels and what kind of like what order they wanted you to do everything in, it probably wouldn't seem so daunting. But Yeah, like the first time through, it was just fucking like, dude, I don't know. It was like this huge fucking world. Like where I'm supposed to go could be like literally fucking anywhere that I missed. Again, I could have missed one little fucking grapple point somewhere that takes me to an entire different area, and I have fucking no idea. Yeah, that shit gets fucking frustrating. You know, it's like, I don't really know if like I'm stuck. Like maybe I fucking like broke the game. So I did like some weird order that I have fucking like no idea. And I need to get like some item somewhere. And, otherwise like it's really just impossible. I have like literally nowhere to fucking go, or, you know what I mean? Or there's like a trick or a secret that I'm not like getting yet. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just like an environmental puzzle type thing. Or am I just fucking like stuck somewhere because I don't have what I need to like progress? Only Miyazaki knows, because I have fucking no idea half the time. A few times I just had to be like, all right, dude, what the fuck? Like, what do I do now? Like, what do I need? So yeah, you know, there's a dude on a horse you have to kill out in a big field. That fight looks cool. I mean, I didn't really have too much trouble with him. I know I've heard a couple of people say like, oh, that's the sticking point, dude. I can't get past the dude and the horse. But I fucking the first or the second time, I think I got him. So yeah, you know, I'm telling you, like once you get the concept of like not backing off in combat and, you know, trying to like regain your health, like not trying to do that. I'm just fucking like, I'm just going to stand in the fucking area and be fucking aggressive and keep attacking this dude. You know, putting as much pressure on him and doing posture damage to the bosses, and really like none of them really so far have been like that difficult, where it's not just, I said like the chained ogre and shit, him and maybe like a lady butterfly too at the end of like the Hirata estates, like shit like that. It's just fucking like, all right, this is going to take me a while, and I might like sit there for like an hour and try to do it, but it's nothing of like, holy shit, like this feels like impossible. You know, it's fucking like, you know, it's also a matter of me, like, again, going down. I've gone down all the fucking like wrong paths and shit, like I said, where I'm just like lost. So I'm not really playing the game probably as efficiently as I could, as far as like difficulty. So the difficulty is kind of all over the place. I'm like, well, I hit a wall, but I got past that wall, and now I have like different like items and shit. I mean, I'm getting, you know, I'm playing the game almost like backwards, where I'm finding all these gourd seeds, and I'm fighting different mini bosses and getting like prayer beads from them, and leveling up my attack and my vitality and shit, and getting these fucking skill scrolls and like prosthetics that are probably meant for much later in the game, before I, you know, I'm like, oh, well, no, I found the path I'm supposed to go down. And it's like, oh, this boss dude, it's like, fuck him, dude, you know, run right through him. But by the time I realized that I fucked up and I turned back, I'm slaughtering shit. That'd be like fucking like, oh, this would probably be a lot harder if I just couldn't just sit here and slam the attack button 5 times and get him into like, you know, a death blow state and just fucking murder him. Cause, you know, I'm fucking, all my shit's like stacked up. What else is there? There's also a flaming bull boss in there that there's somewhere in my fuzzy memory. But once again, it's one of those bosses like, dude, this looks fucking cool and shit. That was fucking giant bull on fire, fucking running at you, fucking trying to gore you and hitting fucking other enemies and that are in his way in like this little area. I'm like, dude, this is a fucking like cool boss fight, but just didn't think it was all that difficult. Only took me a few tries, where it's fucking like, this should be like some kind of like cool thing to like finally get through. But the bitch that was one of the ones that killed me, I was talking about at the end of the alternate path there, the fucking Hirata estate or whatever the fuck that is. And there are a couple in there again, which is, you know, there's that giant that pukes poison on his sword and shit. And then there's like fucking, you know, just like a group of normal NPCs that fight with him. That one, for the life of me, like fucking, I'm like, well, this dude's like, you know, pretty fucking hard, and there's this fucking group of enemies with him I have to take out too somehow as I'm going, and fucking, you know, just, you know, again, just a giant fucking troll or ogre or something with, you know, big fucking sword, poison attacks. It's just fucking like real hard, dude. And it's like, well, maybe there's a way to backstab him or something, or get these enemies out of the way first. Or, but as soon as you get near the fucking where he is, he just charges at you and shit. And it's like fucking, it's like, oh, him and fucking 8 other guys, you know, people shooting at you, guys with shields. So I'm like, you know, maybe there's a way to like backstab him somehow, come down from above and get him, and to at least take off half his health to make him easier, because there's no fight, you know, I just get my ass kicked. But around like the third or the fourth time of getting my fucking face stomped in the ground, it's like, oh, I found a friendly NPC that's hiding out in like a nearby marsh somewhere. And once again, just, you know, it's a random fucking NPC. Again, it's somewhere obvious if you know where to look for him, but I'm trying to be sneaky. I'm stealthing around the fucking edges and shit. You know, I'm up on like rooftops and like avoiding the main, you know, he's near like the courtyard where you fight the fucking, the giant in, but I'm like, well, I'm trying to find a way to go around and like backstab him. So I wasn't even like going in that spot where he was. Yeah, you know, he's fucking like there before, like hiding down behind like marsh grass and shit. Yeah, if you talk to him, he'll join you in the fight and get some of the heat off you from the other fucking enemies and like take some hits for you. And yeah, you know, maybe he'll stay alive long enough to take the giant's like first blip of health off, like help you do that, where you can, you know, you'll hit him in the back, and then fucking the NPC will hit him in the back, and he'll keep like changing focus and shit. Maybe if you're lucky, it's like, well, that's how you get down his first blip of health, is by doing that, you know what I mean? Without getting your fucking ass handed to you. So you know, again, maybe not. It's kind of up to the fucking AI and shit. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just really a matter of, like, pattern recognition from there. And, you know, I've laid out, like the basic strategy for the game where, yeah, stay close for the most part. You almost want to, like, stand in place and not even touch the, you know, the movement stick until they do one of those special attacks where the, you know, like the Japanese kanji symbol pops up, or it's going to be some kind of special attack. You're not going to be able to just block or parry. But then, you know, then there's a counter to that. Some of which you unlock through like the skill tree. You know, like at first, if somebody thrusts like a sword or a spear at you, you just have to like dodge out of the way, you know, real quick, do like a sidestep and try to dodge that shit as it's coming. But that you unlock the Murray counter, something like that, some kind of counter, whatever the fuck it's called, where you can just stand in place, and then like once the thrust attack comes at you, you can press B instead, and you'll like kick down the sword or the spear, and like, you know, get it into the ground and fucking do the counter, which does like a shit ton of posture damage. So that's what you do. If it's like, all right, you just have to learn, like, okay, this is what this guy's thrust attack looks like. Then I want to like stand still and press B, and that's almost like the, I don't know, the trick almost of like trying to like get that shit down. Or, you know, if they try like the sweeping like low attack, is you can jump over them and stomp their head, you know, stomp their head and fucking get up above them again. Or, you know, sometimes what you can do too is where if one of those attacks are coming, you know, the fucking kanji pops up and it's going to be one of those special attacks, you can just take a swipe at them. You can just attack them and you like interrupt them as they're doing it. And you'll do some health damage by doing that. Like, that won't do posture damage because you're not, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, you just interrupted them, but it's like, oh, I get a hit or two in, you know? So it's like safer of like fucking like, well, I don't want to fuck up that counter because, you know what I mean? It's like, it is very, you have to do those counters at like very specific times. You have to be like spot on. So it's like, well, if it's like, oh, I'm fucking like in a groove and fucking like, I don't even want to like try doing this to fuck it up. So just fucking, you know, try like hitting them, swiping them and fucking like interrupting them. But again, you won't get that big chunk off their posture bar. So, you know, it's just all about learning their moveset. But the more aggressive you are in general, the better, again, where you're not just fucking like, well, a couple hits and I'm just going to like back off and shit. And you know what I mean? Like heal up. And it's like, no, you gotta like be in there. If they're doing like a big flurry of fucking blows, you can't just be like, well, I don't want to deal with that, so I'm going to back off. It's like, no, you have to sit there and just fucking like block, you know, try to counter. Look for the fucking, the lines. You know what I mean? That's my trick when trying to learn how to fucking, Perry shit is, you wait, you look for like those little like movement lines that are coming, like the fucking things, you know what I mean? So it's like, keep your eye on that. And then fucking like right when it's about to hit, you just fucking hit the left bumper. And yeah. And just again, just like doing the shit over and over and learning the timing. Yeah, I'm definitely not saying I'm some sort of master at the game or anything, but yeah, once you get the general flow of combat, just stay in the pocket and press buttons really fast. Yeah, you just got to learn it's not Dark Souls. You know, there's no stamina bar. The majority of them, majority of the bosses, I'd either fucking just run through. It's like stomp them through on the first fucking go, or maybe like, all right, well, this guy's, you know, I fucked up. They're doing something a little different, or just, some tricky bullshit where you're just like not sure. I'm like, well, I don't know if that attack is like a thrust or a sweep or what that is. It's not just, you know, it's not really clear what they're doing, or some kind of like weird creature, or it's just not just fucking like a normal guy with a sword where you can really tell. So you just have to like learn trial and error, kind of like, all right, well, what is this attack and what can I do against it? Then for some of them too, if you use certain prosthetics on your arm, they're super easy. It's almost like a fucking Mega Man boss, like that kind of system where there'll be a fucking like prosthetic where the boss is weak to. Like there was this fucking samurai in a dojo. And yeah, you know, I fight him the first time. There doesn't seem to be, again, one of those deals where the first thing you want to do when you come up upon, like when you come up against the boss, it's like, well, this guy's gonna have like two or three fucking health bars I'm gonna have to go through. Is there a way to like backstab, get in like a stealth hit first, just to fucking, you know what I mean, just to take that right off the bat? It's gonna make the fight a lot easier no matter what. And it's fucking, you know, if half the fucking time you have to sit there and fight him. So, yeah, we'll talk about the samurai in the dojo later and how to get by that on this Japanese edition of Grunta Fria Presa Podcasto. Spanish, I don't know. Fuck it. I'll be back.
On a greyhound boat, traveling is the morning. I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, been doing things my way. It's been making me lonesome, Henry and me. Her hair was jet black and her name was Codeine. Thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream, began to feel lonesome, Henry and me. In our sweeps, gave on to a beggar who was mumbling through the streets. There's no escaping from his snowy white dreams. Worn and lonesome, Henry and me.
this valley where the moon's turned so low. At dawn I pray to the Lord of my soul. I say, dear Lord, do right by me. You know I'm tired of being lonesome.
So it's Samurai versus Shinobi, the old battle of the ages. So, yeah, it was, you come up on this samurai in a fucking dojo. So, you know, just sitting there fucking whatever, fucking cross-legged, I think. Maybe I'm just fucking making this up. He fucking walk in there and he's fucking, you think he'd go in there and like backstab him, but as soon as you walk in the door, as soon as you cross the threshold there, he stands up and he comes at you and he draws his fucking sword and fucks you up in like a millisecond. Like, let's walk around slowly, but as soon as fucking, like, as soon as that sword's out, it's just fucking, you know, it's just done. Like, it'll just crush your fucking blocks. You can't even, like, really parry it. Just fucking, this just does so much posture damage. It's every time. It's just, you see a little, fucking glint and then fucking, like, you're just pretty much done. You know, your fucking shit's broken. He's slicing you up and. So, I mean, it's like, all right, I can't backstab him, number one. And there's got to be, like, some sort of, like, trick to this, because I can't, again, at this point, there's just, like, a very, it's, like, the standard way of fighting is just not working. Like, it's not just fucking sit here and block and parry and shit. So, right before that fight, you pick up an umbrella attachment for your arm, for your prosthetic, so. So, all right, so maybe I'll just head back, go back to the sculptor, have him fit this umbrella fucking thing on my arm, try it out there, and it's fucking, it's like, all right, this is a pretty fucking goofy thing to use. It's, you know, you just fucking pull up an umbrella, unfolds from your arm, and you just, like, hide behind it for a few seconds. But I'm like, that seems pretty weird, but all right, just go back to the fucking samurai and try using that out on him. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as you see, like, you know, he's got his sword sheathed, and then you'll see him, like, you know, pull it up a little bit, like, he's going to draw it, and there's a little glint, and, like, as soon as you see that glint, you know, you fucking just, it's like, all right, dude, fucking use the umbrella, fucking duck behind it, and, yeah, all that fucking damage that would normally just, you know, destroy your shit, like, it just fucking, like, hits the umbrella and fucking, like, bounces off, and it's just that, comes just like you parrying that where you couldn't before, you know what I mean? So, you just do that a couple times, just fucking pull out the umbrella, he fucking, like, hits it, you know, a bunch of times, and fucking his posture bar gets broken from doing that, and fucking, it's like, all right, and then you just do the fucking, like, death blow, and, the best kind of blow is the death blow. So, yeah, it's fucking, like, really easy. Once you get that little, it's like, all right, okay, that's fucking, like, a very hard counter to fucking that guy. So, yeah, I mean, the bosses of the game are definitely the fucking highlight, which, again, is why it's so fucking frustrating when you're lost for hours and on end, just, like, running around the fucking environment of, like, dude, I just want to get to another boss fight or whatever, like, where am I going? Some of the bosses, too, they will switch up of, you know, again, just, like, it seems like the most common one is just, all right, stay in close advice that I just gave, you know what I mean? Some of them don't do that, obviously. So, yeah, maybe I lied a little bit back there, but, there's one Dark Souls-ass fucking boss fight against, like, this huge, heavily armored knight on a bridge. Yeah, he's just got a giant sword. He's just coming at you with these slow swings, and what you do is you just have to do it like it's fucking like Dark Souls, and it's fucking, you know, just try to get behind him and stab him in the ass like in the good old days. And yeah, but what I did, I just end up fucking, I just kept like coming at him, hitting him, even though he was blocking, he'd be getting fucking like pushed back. I just kept doing that, you know, then eventually he just fucking like fell off of the fucking bridge. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's like a legitimate, like repeatable strategy that you can do or not against that dude, but, sure was funny. I like that a lot. It was fucking like, oh, is this fucking Dark Souls again? And then fucking like, oh, well, cool. I fucking knocked him off the fucking bridge. That's pretty cool. Then we have to talk about the monkeys in the game. The goddamn monkeys. There are two monkey boss fights you have to do. Technically three. I mean, one of them does repeat itself as a harder version of an already fucking hard fight. But before you get to that, you have to chase down these fucking obnoxious little fucks that are running all over rooftops. These little small fucking monkeys. And, that's probably my least favorite part of the fucking game, to be honest with you. I have to apologize if I sound like I'm down on fucking Sekiro. You know what I mean? But I do like the game quite a bit. I think it might be one of these games that gets better on subsequent playthroughs when the fucking mystery about the fucking rice and kites and flowers and stones, where it's just like, what the fuck are you even talking about? When that shit's all, when that's gone, you know, once I finish it, I will actually go through a walkthrough and just like look at it and see what everything is and what it does and what secrets I missed and shit. Although, yeah, again, I looked at it, I was glancing at guides a couple times, just where the fuck do I go? Just seeing like, oh, well, here's like a list of the location names and, yeah, I think I am being pretty thorough. like, despite that, despite being lost and shit, I'm just fucking like, I don't think I missed anything really major, it doesn't look like. But yeah, those fucking monkeys, man. You have to kill three of these little monkeys jumping around fucking rooftops and shit. And yeah, they'll die in a hit or two, but catching up to them is the problem, and it's a fucking problem. I get what they were going for here for the fight, where it's like, yeah, three monkeys and it's supposed to be like a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You're gonna burn in hell, like that kind of fucking thing. But you know, they each have weaknesses to make it possible to catch up with them. You know what I mean? There's like a certain thing you can do, a little trick to fucking like, all right, we'll do this, and this monkey's gonna, you know, get stunned or whatever and not see you or whatever. Like one, you can open a door and that'll let in like a big gust of wind, which will blow out candles and make the room dark. So we can stealth kill the little bastard, like get up on him. One, you're supposed to chase him until he perches up near a bell, and then you can ring the bell and, you know, he'll get deaf and he'll fucking hold his ears and shit, and you can kill him. In theory, that's what's supposed to fucking happen. Because I'm like, all right, even when I understand that, I'm like, all right, well, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I was chasing him around so many fucking times. It's like, well, now I memorized his route of like where he's going. So I shouldn't even have to fucking ring the bell. Like, I know he's going to jump down to this fucking tree here. So if I just stand here and shit, like, and jump over here, and, I should have the opportunity to slice his ass up, but it's like, well, that should have worked, but I think they, like, make him invincible. Like, they give him, like, invincibility and shit when he's running around, or at least at some points. Then I'd get him, like, near the bell, and I'd fucking, he's like, all right, well, he's right where I wanted to be. I'd ring the fucking bell, and then, like, nothing would happen. He just, it's like, well, no, he just didn't move. Like, he didn't, you know what I mean? Like, nothing happened. And then he'd run away, and I'd have to fucking, like, you have to chase him around the fucking rooftops again, and then get him back into his original spot, and that shit was fucking obnoxious. Like, that was fucking driving me nuts. So I finally fucking get him. He's holding his ears and shit. He's deaf. And then I'm just like, all right, cool. Go up and backstab him. He's dead. And I'm like, well, is that the boss fight? Because there's no other, can't find any other fucking monkeys. But yeah, nothing happens. Like, there's a health bar at the top of the screen. Again, they do treat it like it's a boss fight, where every time you kill one of them, it depletes. Like, it'll the bar will go down after each monkey that you kill. But I'm still looking at the health bar. There's still some health left, and I'm like, all right, what the fuck am I missing here? I'm running around. There's these ghost monkeys now, which I think will infinitely respawn. I think that's what happens. And I'm like, do I just have to just keep killing these fucking things for a while? But yeah, I did kill some of them, and nothing's happening. Doesn't help. I just kept like retreading the same ground in that area, searching fucking like high and low, and it's like, what's going on? Like, why is this not like, I can't find anything to do. It turns out there is one more monkey, and yeah, the last monkey that they want you to kill is invisible. So what the fuck? I mean, like, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this shit? I mean, I guess you can see like orange footprints where he's walking on the roof and shit, but I was seeing those, and I was guessing like, are those from the ghost monkeys or something? Or I'm like, are those like my footprints I'm seeing? Like, I have fucking no idea. Every now and then Wolf would stop, like you ran into something, you just like, you know, you just stop walking, and it's like, what the fuck am I hitting here? But I wasn't sure. I'm like, is this like a small glitch here where some fucking, you know, shingle on the roof he's getting caught on, a little piece of geometry or some shit, he's just something weird like that. But, you know, it turns out it was an invisible monkey. I guess I should have known. Like, yeah, I was fucking, dude, what the fuck? So, that's that one. Again, probably my least favorite fucking boss fight, though. That sucked. And then you get to another monkey boss, a big one, an ape. Apes aren't technically monkeys, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, it's a giant fucking ape with a sword that's stuck into his head. And, yeah, this is one of those boss fights where you do not want to be, like, hyper-aggressive. Like, you don't want to run in there because, yeah, you can't block any of his attacks. You know, you're fighting him in a circular arena, and there's all these trees there that you can swing to at first. You know, you get a little prompt to throw your grapple out, and you just kind of like swing around like a monkey. But you know, as you fight him, he's charging you, and he's fucking throwing his arms around and jumping at you, and he'll knock all the trees down. But you know, it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, I didn't even find that very useful. It's like, I tried that for a while. Like, God, this has to be the trick here. I'm supposed to be like swinging around these fucking trees, but it didn't really do anything. It's just fucking like, well, I could just run around. It's the same shit. I mean, there really wasn't much that I found fighting him to be a real weakness against the ape, the guardian ape. Every now and then, you know, he's got the sword through his head, and he'd stop, and like that, the hilt of the sword would highlight, and you know, you get the grapple point on the sword, so he could, you know, he could grapple to his head and get a few hits in. And I mean, if you do that, if you grapple up there, you get a few hits, you can land like three headshots, and he'll be stunned for a few seconds, and it's like, all right, well, then you can just get in there and get a few more follow-up shots. But I don't know, I just found that didn't really work all the time. It's fucking like, well, it depends what angle you're coming at him from, and yeah, you know, it's just weird. You know, after a couple headshots, he lowers his head, and you're supposed to like keep hitting his head, but it's not like you can lock onto a specific body part on an enemy. So a lot of times, like, well, I got the fucking the grapple up, I hit his head, he lowered his head. But I'm fucking like swinging right at him. I'm right in front of him, but I'm hitting like his arm instead of his head, or, you know, his body. And then you're kind of stuck in that, like, an attack animation. He'll like wake up and just fucking like nail you. So I just found it's almost better to just keep your distance completely from him, and just run in when you have like a super safe fucking window, and then fucking like run out afterwards. It's just fucking, it's real, it's just slow and being patient rather than, again, it's not being super aggressive at all. I couldn't really find any safe like weak spot to go in there and just do shit consistently. So I know one or two attacks he's gonna do where I can just fucking like run in there, hit him a couple times, and run out. It's just gonna be an endurance thing. I'm just trying to like chip away at his health, and that's about all I can do. And when I say run around, I do mean like run. Where you hold the B button almost at all times. Especially when he throws his shit at you, literally he fucking reaches in his ass and pulls out shit and throws it at you. Then you want to be running. After you get his first health bar done, and I'll stress, it's fucking not easy to do. is one of these bosses that took me like hours of just fucking like grinding at it over and over and learning the patterns and shit. You can also use fireworks, I guess, are kind of like a weakness, like the prosthetic you can use if you throw fireworks at them. That'll stun them. I mean, that does help, but yeah, it's not like a 100% guaranteed thing that it's going to work, like, you know, like everything else in the game. And yeah, you can only use the prosthetics like a handful of times before they run out of the spirit emblems that you need to use them. But yeah, so it's you're supposed to be able to throw out fireworks and get stunned, but it's fucking like, all right, well, he's right next to me, I'll throw him out, and fucking like, oh no, I guess he was in some kind of, well, if he's in like an attack animation that just doesn't work and shit, and I don't know. So it wasn't really that consistent. But yeah, so you finally defeat his first form, and then you do the death blow on him, you cut off his head, and you think it's done. And then he fucking gets up and he starts fighting you with a sword in one hand and his severed head in the other. And that's when it fucking like really starts to fucking, then you're really in the shit. That's when it starts to fucking really suck. It's a fun fight. I don't mean it sucks in that way. It's just fucking like, holy shit, this is fucking like going to be really rough now. And not that I don't even think the, like his second form, like that form is necessarily harder than the first one, but, you have a whole nother level of pain you have to deal with because the fucking terror status effect and the need to use divine confetti if you want to do like any kind of significant damage to him, and you can't even like block or parry his sword attacks normally if you don't have the fucking divine confetti active, and that is a problem because well, I mean the terror is not that bad. The book was a little bit better, but it acts like most of the other status effects in these games, you know, like getting like burning or poison or any of that shit, where you have like another bar at the bottom of the screen that will fill up when you're in contact or whatever's giving you that status effect, and it'll like keep like increasing when you're standing in it or fucking like whatever. And with terror, like once the terror effect fills up, that's just like instant death. It's one of those things. It's fucking, it's like, oh well, it's not like you've got terror and then fucking like, oh, it's going to take a while to kill you, it's going to deplete you. It's like, no, like once that bar is up, it's just instant death, you die. So no good, in other words. You have to like counteract that with a consumable called the pacifying agent that that'll just fucking like completely wipe out that bar, drop it down back down to zero, and you have like resistance to it for a while. But you can only carry five of them, I think, per life, until you rest at a bonfire. Like that's the max you can carry at once is five, and they are consumables. So it's like, well, if we keep like spamming them, you're gonna fucking like run out of them. But I mean, the pacifying agent, like that's really not that uncommon. Like I've had plenty of them. I know there's some slow, easy fucking like zombie things in the bottomless pit near the prison that will drop them. So it's fucking like, oh, I'm not really going to run out of these. It's not an issue. So it's not even like the terror buildup that's the big deal, as long as you keep your eye on it. But what that happens when you're dealing with the status effects and like doing, you know, switching back and forth to the consumables on the D-pad and just trying to like, all right, the bar's filling up, like switch to the fucking pacifying agent, get rid of this, and then fucking switch back and shit, cycling through, because I mean, I don't really fucking use the items all that often when I'm just playing normally and shit. So it's just, you know, you have to like take your eyes off the fight and make sure you have the fucking right thing selected, and then remember to like switch back to the healing gourd afterwards, because yeah, it's fucking like the game doesn't care. The game will just let you fucking spam up on the D-pad and waste fucking every consumable that you have. If you have the wrong thing, you know what I mean? Whether you fucking need it or not, it's fucking like you just sit there and like spam whatever pacifying agent or fucking like whatever divine confetti. You just fucking do it over and over. It doesn't fucking matter. And just waste right through them. And it, yeah, that it would be a problem for the fucking divine confetti because as stupid as that item sounds, that's probably the most precious resource in the game. I don't think it drops with any kind of consistency anywhere. I don't even know if it is a fucking drop at all. You just have to find their items that you can find scattered and throughout the game, like hidden spots usually. And yeah, but once you're out of them, I mean, I guess you're more or less fucked. As far as I know, it's fucking if you just ran out of them, it's like, oh, I don't know. No, game over, maybe. I mean, maybe that would be like a real dead end, or maybe you could take down the headless enemies without it. Yeah, there's a few other, you know, headless enemies, like literally fucking bosses without heads. And for all those guys, you need fucking that confetti to fucking like block and attack and shit. Again, otherwise, I don't know what you would do. I mean, maybe you could play super conservatively and go in when it's safe and do like a very tiny, tiny amount of fucking health damage if you manage to hit them. But I mean, that would be fucking like absurd. I mean, you'd probably have to fucking like hit them hundreds of fucking times, and each time they fucking swung at you, again, you can't block, you can't fucking parry. You'd just be it takes away about like half your fucking health when it connects. So. Yeah, I'm sure there will be, you know, challenge run assholes out there who will do it, but it's like, oh, beat the whole game without using divine confetti and blah, 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 all this shit. But yeah, again, they're assholes. As it is, as a non-asshole person, you know what I mean? Just, you know, holy shit. I mean, you struggle with that first form of the guardian ape, and then you get to like that second form where you have the choice of, it's like, do you really want to start popping this fucking confetti? You know what I mean? Once you do that, like, you're committed, like, that's it. Like, you have to, this is it. Like, you can't fuck up at all, or you'll just be fucking, it's like, do you want to do that now that you're at the second stage, or do you just want to eat the death and fucking try again and, you know, just like watch him and try to learn his patterns this time and, maybe fucking, you know, let him kill you and come back again if you have like more health and shit, like more fucking healing gourds and that shit. Because yeah, it's like, yeah, once you pop that and once you go for it, it's just fucking like, well, there's really no turning back. Like, you know, if you die, it's going to be back to square one minus whatever fucking confetti you just used to fucking try to take this thing down. And it's, again, that's not going to be good. That is some heart pumping, hardcore gaming right there. And now that's what I call fucking Soulsing, Volume 9. So, yeah, I mean, you've really got to be fucking keyed in, or it's just going to be a disaster. And, yeah, thankfully, I'm an old pro at these games. Yeah, I'm only half-joking about that. Considering there is a whole slew of journalists who find Sekiro impossible. And, by the way, that's also another reason why I'm harping on, like, the game's flaws a little excessively, if I can, you know, where the media made zeitgeist for the game is just fucking like, oh, it's too hard and it needs an easy mode, and implying, like, everything else in the fucking game is just, like, perfect and fucking, like, roses. Oh, if it wasn't for the difficulty, this game would be great. And, I'm the complete opposite way. I mean, not that everything else is bad, but it's fucking like, dude, I just want to do like the boss fights of what I'm going for, and this other shit of fucking being like lost, and the story I could really give a shit about less about, and you know what I mean? So, just kind of like Shields, like saying like, oh, it's just too hard. Like the big problem with the game is it's too hard. Like that kind of shields the other problems with it, you know, from it, which are worth talking about, because like the other extreme too, I'm hearing is fucking like, dude, this game's great. This game is, it's the greatest game ever made, which is, you know, obviously that's fucking equally retarded. I'm like fucking like, yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's a really good fucking game. But, again, just the cryptic shit. So anyway, so yeah, the guardian ape, you end up killing him. Then you've got the follow-up fight, where you fight the guardian ape again and become the guardian legend. So yeah, it's basically the same fucking fight again. It's just you're in a cave instead of a forest, and This time they make it, when you fight the headless form, the second form, and they make that even harder by having a second smaller ape that's with him fighting. So you just get, so you basically have to kill three fucking giant monkeys in one go. Like, I probably had an easier time, even though it's technically harder. You know what I mean? You have that whole other fucking, a third ape to deal with as you're doing it, but, just be, you know, you've already got the fucking patterns locked into your fucking muscle memory at that point. And yeah, the third ape, it's fucking like, oh man, it's just going to be like, it's not as difficult as the other ones. It's not nearly as difficult as that. He's just there to kind of like throw you off. And just, again, like the first time just being like, oh, holy shit, there's a fucking, I had to do like fight two of these at once. But it's just, just focus on that one and kill him first. It's just like a normal health bar. It's not even that hard once you get in. You know, it's not like fucking a boss. It's just a mini boss. It's like a mini boss and a boss at the same time. It's fucking, I just focus on the mini boss and then, don't even think about using the fucking confetti until that guy's dead. And then, you know, again, then evaluate of like, how much health do I have? Can I do this? All right, now I'll fucking pop the confetti and go when you can. A cool head will prevail. Patience, you know, like a ninja. And yeah, speaking of ninjas, there's also one particular boss I fought not too long ago that's like straight out of the Xbox Ninja Gaiden. It's an endgame boss, almost. As of this recording, I'm kind of on the home stretch of the game, the last area, I think. But yeah, first you have to fight your teacher, Father Owl, which is very similar to the first, I think it was the first real boss fight in Ninja Gaiden on Xbox, where it's a really big fucking buff dude with a fucking sword. And I mean, it's a fairly fucking straightforward fight here. It's nothing really crazy. It's just, you know, it's another like one-on-one human bosses that are just, you know, it's the bread and butter strategy of just like staying there, parry, attack and shit, learn the patterns and get better, like that sort of thing. He took me a few tries, but, you know, he's got a couple tricks up his sleeve. Like, he'll throw a bomb down that locks you out of your healing gourd if you get caught up in it. So don't do that. It's pro tip number one. You know, when he throws the bomb down, it does have some, like, wind-up time to it. Like, you can see it coming, so either run the fuck away from it as soon as you see him doing that animation, or, if, you know, if you're feeling ballsy, hit him while he's doing that, and it'll stagger him and shit. But again, as in all things in life, it's not a certainty that it's kind of, you're gonna be able to pull that off. So pro tip number two is, you know, the safe, patient way to fight him is to be on the defensive most of the time, where, you know, you step in with one strike and then focus on doing your parries. And the move to look out for is when he'll throw a couple shurikens at you, and then he'll do like a spin in the air a couple times and come down, do like a slam on the ground with his sword. And that looks like it should be like really tough and damaging, and something to look out for. You should look for it, but not to like get out of the way of it. I mean, it doesn't really have that much range. Like, it's not as good of a move as I think he thinks it is. So, you know, he'll do that, and then fucking, like, once he lands, it's fucking, again, it's not even that much fucking range to it. You can just run in there, and that's when you get a good combo in. You get like three or four hits, and then fucking again back to like being defensive, start chipping away at his health. And yeah, pro tip number three is don't stand in the poison. And if you made it that far into the game, I would hope you could figure that one out on your own. And yeah, another thing is right around that spot, like once you get there to, I mean, this is like late game stuff I'm getting into. And once you get to fucking the Father Owl fight, before you even start fighting him, just take a second to explore the castle around the castle that you fight him in, because it's the same castle you've been to before. There was already a boss fight on top of like the same fucking spot where you're fighting him. Some electric dude and fucking whatever. I don't know. I didn't even talk about him, but yeah. Once you get to fucking Father Owl, it's like fucking, there's some optional like mini bosses in the area that you can access. You can, you know, certain places you couldn't get to before, or places that have changed before that you've already been to. Yeah, because at some point the time of day changes from daytime to dusk. It's kind of like in Bloodborne when the game, when the sky like turns red or whatever the fuck happened in that game. Or it's like, all right, well, now you can go back to the areas you've already been into, and there'll be like whatever, another, a lot of like repeats of old bosses. So again, if you fight them again, I didn't find them to be too much trouble, where it's fucking like, well, I already kind of know the patterns here and shit, and you know what I mean? So it's just fucking like fight them again. Maybe it'll be a little bit harder of a version, but it's like, yeah, you'll figure it out. You already know the basics of it. And if you do that, a lot of them you get prayer beads for. So, I mean, there's like a chained ogre up on the first floor again, which is fucking like, oh, the guy that gave me so much trouble the first time. And now it's like, well, much easier now when it's like now they have the fire, you can fucking set him on fire. And there's some other fucking, another one-armed shinobi guy, two of them you can fight, actually. And there's one in the dojo where the fucking, samurai was, he used the umbrella with. It's like, you go back there, and it's like, oh, there's a guy in a fucking, whatever, fucking one arm. I think he's a one arm fucking shinobi or whatever. You fight a few of them in the game. So yeah, do that. And it's again, you know, you fucking kill those guys, get prayer beads, you fucking unlock, you know, level up your skills and shit. Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a few fucking secrets and like NPC quest lines that you can complete after that. But I mean, I wasn't going into the guide to find any of that shit. The only time I was using the guide for was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now in general? Because I am fucking like lost. So yeah, but once you kill Father Abel, you get transported to another standalone map. So shouldn't it be that bad as far as like getting lost? It's just fucking like, well, this is just like a completely different area. There's going to be no backtracking here. It's just going to, you know, it's just like a complete, it's like an island or whatever. It's fucking like, that's it. So, unless it gets fucking really stupid and confusing on that island. I don't know. We'll find out later. Next time on My Brain is Fried from fucking Sekiro. Where I almost called it fucking Dark Souls right there. Yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping for a big finale to the game to wrap the whole thing up. I hope the last area is something like special and unexpected. I've just fucking like, again, I just kind of like stepped foot into this, the last area here, the divine realm or whatever. I beat the first boss that's right there, the fucking corrupted monk. And once you beat him, you know what he gives you? He gives you an item that lets you buy divine confetti from vendors, which is a huge help. But it's at the end of the fucking game. So, I mean, it's fucking like, well, I guess I could go back and fight the headless dudes if I wanted to, but I'm kind of here at the end. So, yeah, that'll either be extremely handy for New Game Plus, or there's going to be a lot of fucking headless motherfuckers you're going to have to fight in the Divine Realm. I don't know. I mean, there's no question I'm going to fucking beat the game now. I don't care if I fucking spend an entire week fighting the fucking last boss. I'm just, it's going to happen, you know? I know your tricks, Sekiro. I see right through you. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up. We'll wrap up the game next week. Hopefully give a final verdict, probably dip our toes into a little New Game Plus to see if the main progression works, how that works, and fucking, you know, the New Game Plus, if I'm just fucking, if I can make any more sense of the fucking game the second time around. There's also like multiple endings too. I was looking at some of which have like unique bosses and shit, but again, it's another thing, I just kind of like glanced at it from like looking at the guide and shit, because it's like, well, I'm like, well, I do, there's different endings. Like, let me see. Let me make sure I'm not just going to fuck myself over and have to start over. You know, I'd be pissed if I finished the game and it fucking locked me out of like the last third of it or something, because I did some stupid fucking wrong dialogue choice or something like that. But yeah, it looks like some of them are, some of the endings look like they're fucking like absurd to get, where there's very specific things you have to do in like a specific order. And I just fucking got an achievement for I guess seeing every area in the game. So whatever ending I get at this point is going to be some kind of like true ending. You know what I mean? Is it's going to, at least it's not going to be like, oh, you missed some bullshit. It's like, no, I've seen all the areas in the game anyway. So, I'm just straight ahead, full steam ahead. And yeah, let's end this very special episode. Episode 200. Yes, it's been a long road, but we made it. Gruntfreepress.com. Maybe I'll write a fucking Sekiro review. I mean, if you guys pay me enough divine confetti to make it worth my while. I'm Absolute Deicide. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Death blow.
His eyes, they closed, and his last breath spoke. He had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase, with the blossoms on his early grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away, me boy, and by morning we'll be free. Wipe that golden tear from your mother dear, and raise what's left of the flag for me. Then the rosary beads, count them, 1, 2, 3, fell apart as they hit the floor. In our garb of black, we must pay respect to the colour we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys, by morning we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother dear, raise what's left of the flag for me. What's left of the flag for me?